Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
Hi, my name is David Luke Mann. I'm from 6 Mile Bridge, County Clare. I'm 27. I live at home with my parents. I went to school. It was strange, really, because I tried to go to my local school, but they wouldn't let people with disabilities go to a funny word, what is normal? But I don't like that word, but a normal primary school, because I am. It wasn't the 50s back in the 80s, because they taught if you were disabled that you belonged with a disabled school. So I went to St. Gilbert School here in Limerick, Dordale, I was actually one of the first to get my legal cert. I'm in a wheelchair now, but I got very sick when I was 14. I ended up in Cardiff Hospital, and suddenly, I ended up not being able to move from the neck down for about 2 years. That's the front it did. And I thought at the time this was the end of me. I thought, socially, definitely the end. I could never dream of getting a junior cert that time, never mind where I am now. But I think what is true about the same, I just think it makes you stronger. And you figure, thanks to my very good parents, and you are my parents. An awful, everything really. They're the reason why I'm here, because mom and dad, they always trust you forward. They will never hold you back. And they were even doing the junior cert or even cert. You would say, I want to pass. And they would say, be careful, and with stress and that, but they give you a kick in the ass and the sand then, because they want you to do well. And I mean, just because I've a brother and sister, and just because they're disabled, I mean, I'm the first one in my house to get the degree. And then, mom, dad's a builder, father's a builder, and my brother's younger. And so that's a great feeling. At Mary Immaculate College, I almost knew I was going to go to Turlough. by hand or by high water. I just didn't know where to go. So I finished my leaving cert in 2005. I went through a course of bananas, and then it was on computers, and then I found it. Okay, computers was boring. It's, I felt it didn't challenge my brain enough. It didn't get it working. I thought I should be the one that could have taught the teacher what to do, and well, I probably couldn't, but felt frustrated. And one day, one of my tutors showed me adding the paper, think about the clear career for the foundation course. Mary Ann, she said, destroy up your dream. And what did the foundation first? That was daunting in itself. But I came in the door there, and first night, and I remember being scared, and I sit beside a lovely guy, Jerry, from my class. That's the guy, buddy! And straight away we cleared me during, I did a foundation course, and truly in Brian Clancy, I got into my own Bachelor of Arts degree. When I got accepted, it was daunting coming in. But I must say, it was an achievement before even getting a degree. Just getting to college, that was an achievement. Remember, I didn't just become a college, it became my life, really. Because I believe when you go to Mary Ann, people say, but you got class. Something about Mary Ann and me. And I just love the atmosphere. I love the way we're so small. Everyone knows each other. And from the start, I actually was afraid of getting thrown out. Right from the start, I was taken care of by my fellow colleagues in college, my tutors. That was very important to my work too, and it's brilliant. I think my favorite moment was realizing that that you were part of the community. I can't pick up one single moment, because in the reality, there isn't just one single moment. We all have our troubles and barriers, but it's time now for disabled people like myself to and after 6 kilometers to show tourism what we can do and stop hiding behind the disability. A disability doesn't mean that you have to settle for going to workshop every day. You can get your education, and that should be your aim. Pull the finger out and go to the bed. My third song that reminds me of Mary is something inside so strong. Because I think Mary brings out that something new.
That my pride was gone. Oh no, something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.